Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
Tarsha Fitzgerald, Executive Producer, Tarsha Fitzgerald Productions.
And we are here talking the Barry White Experience, which is a tribute to Barry White, coming to the Birchmere on Sunday, March 14th. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks so much, Jason.
Now, explain, how long has this show been around? Is this something you tour throughout the area?
Actually, Birchmere will be our first tour. Harvey Hubert, who is going to be our Barry White tribute, he comes from Kansas City. He's not from the local DMV area. The band, the orchestra, is from the DMV area. It's Keith Showtime Bootsy Unit Band featuring NWL Horns. So it's a full orchestra, 10-piece band, and with Harvey Hubert. So Birchmere is our first stop, actually, and we plan to go to Alabama as well as Atlanta and the Carolinas next.
Wow, so this will be the first time anyone will be able to hear it.
Yes, first time ever. To honor the maestro, Barry White. The last time I saw Barry White was actually at Meriwether Post Pavilion, Columbia. One of his last shows, he was part of the Capitol Jazz Fest for you Barry White fans.
Awesome. Yeah, as everyone knows, he passed away in 2003, I believe.
And 2008. On 4th of July. I never forget it. He died on 4th of July, 2008.
Sorry, I have a ambulance siren going by. Okay, cool. Could you say that again? I had an ambulance going by.
Barry White, he passed away on July 4th, 4th of July, 2008.
So you were able to slide into Meriwether and see him right before he passed. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah, it was phenomenal. If you have never seen Barry White, I mean, his music is just timeless. And his orchestra, the horns, I mean, just amazing. It's just absolutely amazing.
So what sort of song, what rattle off some of the hits that we know and love that might be part of the set list at the Birchmere?
Sure. So part of the list, You're My First, My Last, My Everything. One of my favorites, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Baby. If you remember, Never, Never Gonna Give You Up. We got about a song list it's 90 minutes. It's going to be 2 45-minute sets. Practice What You Preach. Playing Your Game, Baby. One of the ladies' favorites is Ecstasy. But we're going to really take you on a journey of the outstanding music of Barry White.
Yeah, there's so many. He had so many hits. And why do you think he became, you know, what was it about his deep, you know, bass baritone voice that made him such a romantic figure?
He just had a distinct, like you said, baritone voice. He was just very unique, different. They call him the maestro. There's no one else can sound like Barry White at all. I mean, you have people like him and Luther Vandross, but Barry, and he just captured the stage. He demanded your undivided attention. Both men and women loved him, and he just seemed like he was just in charge, and just phenomenal. I don't know anyone that has that deep, 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 deep baritone voice or that, you know, that presence on stage. A lot of people use his music for weddings, special events. I mean, we have a Secret Garden special presentation. Do you remember the song Secret Garden that he did?
How does it get? I remember the Springsteen Secret Garden. How did Barry White's go?
So Quincy Jones actually produced the Barry White Secret Garden, and it's on Barry White's CD, and it featured some other singers. It had featured Albie Shore. It also had featured El DeBarge, as well as the late James Ingram. And it was four gentlemen coming on stage. It's about a 9-minute song. It's an extended version. And it just welcomes you into your secret garden. So actually, if you saw the flyer, the theme of this upcoming show at the Birchmere is called The Secret Garden, Barry White Experience. So we have three special guests. We will have Michael Muse, formerly of the Stylistics. He will be portraying James Ingram. We will have Junie Henderson. He does a Prince tribute that we previously had at the Birchmere in this past September. He will do I'll Be Sure. And we have Tyrone Toomer, who is part of the, he does the OJs and Temptations tribute. So the four of them, along with Harvey Hubert and the Keith Showtime Bootsy Band and NWO Horns, will do a whole Secret Garden presentation. It'll be about 9 minutes. And it's one of Barry White's highlights of his whole career, collaborating with those other singers.
That's really, really cool. So that'll be a 9 minute extravaganza, a show within the show in a way.
Exactly. Yep. With three special singers. And one was the late James Ingram, who was part of that Secret Garden.
Cool. Tell me why the Birchmere is such a good place to play. Obviously it's so historic and, you know, one of the oldest continuing, you know, venues that in the whole area, but why are you so grateful to be playing there?
So grateful to be playing at the Birchmere. For one, it's historic, like you mentioned. It's been in business for over 54 years. The quality of food, the service, the staff. I come from a hospitality background, actually. I went to Johnson & Wales in Providence, Rhode Island. So whenever I join forces with any venue, service, food, staff, hospitality, the wow, the whole wow. We want to wow you from front of the house, back of the house, on stage. It's just incredible. And then to be in Northern Virginia, it's just right outside of DC. So we get people come from all over, Delaware, Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, the Carolinas, like Harvey, he's from Kansas City, actually, originally. He's flying in this Friday. And so we have some people coming up from New York and Jersey that's coming to see him. I just love the Birchmere. It's top notch. It's one of my favorite venues of all times.
Oh yeah, definitely. All right, cool. Anything else I haven't asked you that I should ask you about the show?
Sure. So we still have tickets available. We still have tickets available. You can go into Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. You can also purchase your tickets at the door at showtime. The show is Sunday at 7:30. The doors do open at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be incredible. Unbelievable. You want to be part of this experience. Again, the Birchmere is our first stop for it. And we are going to really honor our maestro, Barry White. It will be the talk of the town, and don't miss it.
Awesome. Before we run, do you want to, reassure our listeners on, on the COVID social distancing front? Like, I know you guys had to reschedule it. I think it was like supposed to be like a Valentine's Day, Barry White on Valentine's Day at the Birchmere, and it got rescheduled to March 14th. I know that, I think they've spaced the tables out and that kind of stuff, but anything you want to say, how you're keeping it safe in there?
Sure. the concert at the Birchmere is social distancing and you wear your mask. We do have the table spread about. So normally, in normal time, the Birchmere holds like 500 people, but during COVID, they're allowed half that capacity. So half the capacity, like 200. And you sit only with the people that you come with. Like, so you won't be sitting at the table with strangers. The Birchmere has taken exceptional precautions. They have filtering systems. They are COVID safe. Everyone has masks on, and then the band as well as singers, they're spread about on the stage. So everybody's over 6 feet, apart. And it's definitely, COVID safe and social distancing and mask.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for laying that out for us. And, hopefully with the vaccines coming and all that sort of cases dropping, that sort of thing, maybe, it'll be less of a headache for you guys as you hit your other towns. But it's, come see the first time that you can ever see this show.
And Jason, I hope you come out. I would love for you to be our guest. I would love for you to be our guest to come out and see us.
Thank you for the offer.
Thanks. Yeah. Enjoy and just stay, look on the Birchmere website for upcoming shows. I collaborate with them. I'm Tarsha Fitzgerald Productions. I previously did the Prince tribute concert there a couple weeks ago. I did the Teddy Pendergrass tribute there. OJ's tribute. We did a James Brown tribute as well, and Al Green tribute. So really looking forward to the Barry White.
Awesome. Again, everyone, it's called the Barry White Experience. It'll be Sunday, March 14th at 7:30 p.m. I think tickets are $35. So everyone head on out there. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks so much, Jason. And look forward to seeing everyone on Sunday.